back to eBay Radio, where every segment is top rated and all returns are hassle free. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And the segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. You know, there's an old saying, Lee, that a whole is greater than the sum of its parts. Well, that's not necessarily the case on eBay. With us now to explain how she's profiting from selling parts on eBay is Deborah Goisha. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Pinching Pesos, all one word. Deborah, how did you get started selling parts?
Well, first of all, hi, everyone. But I got started selling parts by accident. When I first started doing that, I was researching a coffee maker that I had found. And then I come to find out that it was missing some of the pieces. And I was like, oh, I just wasted my money. What am I going to do? And I found another seller on eBay who actually specialized exclusively in parts, all used. And I got to looking through the store, and I was like, you know, there is a lot of money here. And so I just kind of stuck it in the back of my brain until I did some more research. And, yeah, that's kind of how it started.
What kind of parts do you sell?
Well, you can basically sell anything in parts. But what I specialize in is more small appliances, because they're so plentiful. I mean, what thrift store or garage sale or estate sale or anything, you know, you go in there and there's coffee makers and juicers and food processors and pretty much any possible small appliance you can think of, you can just go out and grab 10 or 15 of them in a day.
So do you really make more money by selling parts?
Yes. You know, you think in the economy and society that we have now, we're more of a throw it away, get a new one type of crowd. But the prices of quality things have really gone up. So when you're dealing with brands like KitchenAid and Cuisinart and some of the specialty espresso machines, I mean, they're hundreds of dollars. So if somebody can buy a part for $25 and fix their machine, you know, that's $200.
That's a good thing.
They're going to buy the part. And I have sold things, just one part, for more money on eBay than the whole machine was selling for on eBay.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, there are still people from that. There are still people that have that mindset that I'm going to fix it rather than buy a new one and I'm going to be saving money.
Yeah.
I mean, that's usually what you think, you know, is you're going to save money. So those coffee pots and things that you buy, do you break them apart and sell the parts?
Yeah, actually I do. Just the other day I picked up a coffee maker and it sells really well whole, all on its own. I could have sold it for $40, but I didn't realize that it had a crack on the top. And I don't want to sell a machine with a crack on the top. So I actually got to adding up the individual pieces of the machine. Okay, I can sell the carafe. I can sell the filter holder. I can sell the grinder that's inside. I can sell the water reservoir. I can sell the lid. All of those pieces broken down are going to add up to $60 or $70.
Wow. Griff, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm just going to burn all these shirts.
Now, you used to do that with your computer parts, right?
Yeah, that's how I started with computer parts, but I think that's... Well, I guess
that's
it's
when
kind
eBay
of the
was
same
one
thing.
Page.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yes, it was. Because that's how you first came to eBay.
Actually, it is, right, parts.
Selling
it shouldn't
those
be
parts.
Surprising, I guess, right?
But to take, you know, your old coffee pot and this and that and break it up and sell it in parts, I hadn't thought of that before. This is something new to me.
Yeah.
It's a great way as well if you've made an accidental and bad buy. You know, you buy something and you think it works, or you think it's complete, you get a game, or you get some type of thing that has multiple pieces, and then you realize, oh man, it's missing something important. Well, you just lost your money. But instead, if you really think and you get your parts brain going, you can take apart anything and sell the pieces. You can sell Scrabble tiles. You can sell, you know, game pieces. If you look at my store, I got kind of all kinds of different pieces of things in there. And so if you make a bad buy, you can get your money back times two, times three.
So I'm putting her into the seller. I'm putting the seller's user ID. So
yeah,
it's
you're not putting her into
pinching pennies. I mean, pinching pesos, right?
Okay. Yes. Right.
Yep.
Pinching pesos. Let's see what you got up there. Okay. Well, I see a lot of other things.
Yeah, I do sell other things as well.
Mr. Coffee Cafe Maker Blender Replacement Parts Pieces, $7.95 to $24.95. Okay, so that's one listing, and it's got all those things on it?
Yes.
So that somebody might want to buy all these parts, but not the whole thing.
Exactly.
That is amazing. Okay, so yeah. you have to look up the product number and all that, right?
Yeah, and it's pretty simple because every machine has the model number on it. It's going to be on the bottom, or on the back.
Makes sense.
So I see, you sell one-offs, too,
mm-hmm.
of other things.
I
see. Okay, so let's see up here.
So do you ever do something like, Deborah, like break open brand new items to sell the parts?
Yes, I have done that before. When you do something like that, you really got to think about your time investment. And people might say, is it really worth it separating it up? You got to take all the pictures and you've got to list them all individually. Listing parts has got to be one of the simplest things to do because all you're really doing is changing a couple of words in your keywords, in your title, and changing a couple of item specifics and take a picture out, put a picture in. I can list 20 parts in half an hour, 40 minutes.
That's amazing. So you find these at garage sales and things? Yeah, we see them all the time, don't we, Greg?
Yeah,
they're
do.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Old coffee makers. What else? What other kind of appliance besides coffee makers?
I think the very best thing for people to get into would be food processors.
Food processors. Explain.
Okay. So you got to think about all the pieces of a food processor, right? There's a pusher, there's a lid, there's a bowl, there's a blade, there could be multiple blades if you're dealing with a Cuisinart. Each one of those Cuisinart blades can sell for $20, $25, $30. And you got to think about the functionality of the machine. If any of those pieces break, the whole machine doesn't work. If the locking lid breaks its little plastic piece off, doesn't work. If the blade's no good, doesn't work. If it doesn't have the pusher, you can't push the stuff down into it. So each one of those pieces is essential to that machine. So somebody's going to pay $20, $25 to get that one piece so that their $200 food processor works.
That makes sense. That one makes sense.
No, it does. No, I can see that. And you can probably extend that logic to a lot of machines that have parts that go missing. Maybe popular vacuum cleaners. I don't know. Yes. Maybe lots of stuff, right?
Exactly. Anything that can get lost or broken and is essential to the unit. So think about your coffee maker. If you have your water reservoir for your Keurig gets cracked, your whole machine doesn't work.
Yeah.
You can't use it anymore. If something falls down into the drain and it gets ate up by the, your little fig thing, that piece, you can replace it for $15. No big deal. And that's where I come in. So,
replacement original cranium game sculpting clay parts pieces.
Ooh, that makes sense.
Oh yeah. Where do you go to like Savers and things of that sort in addition to garage sales?
I'm actually not a big garage seller. I just suggested that because that's a cheap way to get appliances. I go to the thrift store. I'm a Goodwill shopper and a Savers shopper. And that's where I pick up my machines. It's really easy to do the research when you're there inside of the store. So if you're just getting started, get your eBay app up, look up the machine, Mr. Coffee or, Starbucks Barista or whatever it is. Look up the machine, put the model number in. It's right there on the machine and just see. One of the things that people don't notice is they'll find, I can't find the part. Nobody has the part. How do I know the part is worth anything? If no parts are listed, you're golden.
You're the only one with parts. Right, yes.
Parts is parts.
Yeah.
Parts is parts.
So I see Breville juice fountain, and then you have a number, measuring pitcher and lid replacement part piece.
Yeah, I'm just looking at that. Isn't that funny? You were looking at that,
The same thing. So it was that all, is that everything? I mean, are they're just parts to this juice fountain?
Just parts to that juicer. I bought that whole machine, that whole juicer, for $8.99. I sold just the pusher because you have to have that piece for it to work. I sold just the pusher for $15.
And now you've got this pitcher and lid replacement part piece for $14.98. You said you paid $8 for the whole thing, for the whole juicer.
But yeah, so that machine broke down into the pusher, the lid, the bowl, and that pitcher. So five pieces. I've essentially already sold, I sold all of the pieces except for the base and that pitcher. So I've made $45 on that $8.99 machine, and I still have two pieces left.
Well, Griff.
Yeah, I know.
We've got some new ideas today.
Why are we doing a radio show? We could be doing this.
Let's just go take parts. Take everything apart at home.
Is there a store name or an ID, Parts is Parts? That would be funny. You can take that ID.
I bet you somebody's got it.
A new account now.
Parts is Parts. Old saying.
This is fascinating.
I know.
I shouldn't be surprised because that's how I kind of get started.
We learn something new every day.
It's always nice to talk to someone who's enterprising and keeping things out of landfills is basically what it is and making a profit doing it.
Here's Cuisinart Smart Power Duet Food Processor Replacement. You're doing great.
This has been a very good segment,
Deborah. Thank you so much, Deborah.
Thank you. Pinching Pesos. Go check her out and then follow her lead. This segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com. 888-723-4630. We're talking eBay on eBay Radio.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
I hear you've added some drop-shipped items to your eBay inventory. How's that working for you?
I drop-ship with Doba. They make it easy.
How did you figure out what to sell? And how do you know if a supplier is going to ship quickly and be reliable? It all seems kind of scary to me.
It was for me, too, until I found Doba. They don't just offer you access to an online catalog of over a million products. Doba also keeps a scorecard for every one of their suppliers. It tells me how quickly they ship, their fulfillment rate, even how likely they are to be out of stock.
That doesn't sound so scary.
And Doba doesn't stop there. Their in-house support team helped me decide what products are trending or selling. They send me updates on shipped items and communicate with my supplier, so I don't have to.
Maybe I should try Doba for my business on eBay.
Why not? You can try it risk-free for 7 days. Just go to doba.com/eBay Radio.
D-O-B-A.com /eBay Radio. Thanks. I'm on my way.
Listen while you list.